Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Caffey moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Caffey scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brewer moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Smith. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Caffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzahn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Woodling moves to third. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 1 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a line drive towards the mound. Mossy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mossy hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Mossy covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Woodling moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Wirtz scores. Maris moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and there's the throw to White, who relays it to third, catching Maris for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-2 in the game. Mauch hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray Wall now pitching. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-2 in the game. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Caffey hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett catches it and steps on first to double up Mossy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Murray Wall. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Early Win now pitching. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauch strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Sammy White. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens pinch hits for George Siski. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Mike Forknealy's pinch runs for Gene Stevens. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.